This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. Looking forward to this conversation. If our actual interview is as interesting and as entertaining as all of our pre-show banter have been, this promises to be a really fun conversation and a very cool event.
I think it's going to be an award-winning broadcast.
It might be an award-winning broadcast. This might be where we win our Pulitzer. So we're joined this morning by Greg Nivens. He is the promoter for a cool event called Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Greg, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, my friend. Thanks for making time to join us. You have a big event in just a couple of days, so I know you're busy. I appreciate you stopping by and giving us some time. Before we get into Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I was born and raised in North Kakalaki, just up the road from Hotlanta. And Hotlanta was always the big time, whereas we were just small country boys. And I ran around the woods of Charlotte, North Carolina for most of my life. And then I grew up and married a Yankee, and she made me live in Baltimore, Maryland. So I always try to get back to my roots. So I go south whenever possible.
Outstanding.
So that is what I do.
We're south, young man.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I ended up doing mostly events, and I am the promoter and founder of a company called the Trigger Agency. And along with our client, the Spirit of Hope Children's Foundation, we produce about 43 events a year annually from Manhattan to Tampa. And we do one of those events in Atlanta.
Well, we are really excited about the event that you have coming up in Atlanta. So tell us a little bit more about the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival, because it sounds delightful.
Oh, it is a redneck's dream is what I always prefer to call it. I want to say this is our fourth year in Atlanta. The Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival really was kind of a thought that I had because I missed all the things that I didn't have living in Maryland. They have a lot of crabs up here, but they don't have sweet tea. They don't have pimento cheese. They don't have good barbecue. They don't have a lot of bourbon. People don't drink a lot of bourbon up this way, but we've changed all that now. And I missed all those things. So we created a show where you could come in, taste all the beers you need, all the bourbon that you need. And then, of course, some of the best Southern Pit barbecue. We focus mainly on the pig to start with, but then we spread out to brisket, chicken, ribs, any kind. We did some barbecued alligator a couple of years ago. It depends on what the crazy pit masters do at our shows. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we created, and that was 10 years ago. This is our 10th anniversary tour. We did the first show in Baltimore, and then we took it on the road, and we were in shock at how many rednecks there are in the world that enjoy the same things we do. So it's just a fun time. Come out, taste. You get to eat. We have live music. We have great seminars from pit masters and master distillers and brew masters from breweries. It's just an overall experience of wonder if you like the things blessed by the pork.
Blessed by the pork. There's your post title, Carol. So look, for those that are not familiar with your event, Greg, when you walk in the front gate, I mean, you just kind of gave us a quick little taste of everything there. And by the way, Gator is really, really good, surprisingly. So when you walk in the front gate, I mean, what do you see? I mean, is it a day-long event? Is it a weekend-long event? I mean, give us a little bit more specs on the festival itself.
Yeah, the show, it's really two different sessions. There's a VIP session, which starts at noon, and it goes from noon until 2. And then the regular session starts at 2 and goes till 6 p.m. Now, the VIP guests can stay until 6 for sure if they can stand up. when you walk in the door, we give you a souvenir glass. And then we promise 60 beers and 40 bourbons, and you just walk around, you can taste them. Interspersed with the tasting tables, we have a lot of Brewerania or really cool boutiques that people can see. There are guys that sell really cool stuff that you see in the back of magazines. For some of the drinking magazines, you'll see like the Whiskey Stone or some just fun beer things, and they're all at the show. So you can kind of shop a little bit while you're there. We have something there called the Shrine of Swine. And the Shrine of Swine is, we bring out every hour on the hour a whole hog that people can have a pig pick in and try it if they've never tried it, or if they have tried it, they can enjoy it as well. And then we have all of our barbecue vendors that are there, and they're selling all kinds of different, you know, whatever kind of barbecue you want to try. And that is a la carte. Your ticket to get in the door basically allows you free rein on the alcohol. Our VIP guests, I don't know if we have any tickets still remaining for VIP. You'd have to check the website. We have a special tasting area for them. We have about 15 different restaurants in and around Atlanta that come in and do all kinds of bacon dishes.
Oh.
And so just every kind of different bacon thing you could think of. And some of those restaurants are like Smoke Belly Barbecue, The Smoke Ring, GC Barbecue, Hard Rock Cafe, Pit Boss Barbecue, Angel Fire 7, Zeke's Barbecue, are just some of those restaurants. I can't think of any more of them, but they have all kinds of different dishes that you can try. And that's during those first 2 hours in the VIP area. Then as you keep walking, you know, you may want to check out the bands. The bands are fantastic. I bring in some folks from Nashville who are friends of mine who do some bluegrass. We also have some local guys that are there, and the website has all of the schedule that you can find the information there. What else? Then you could sit in on a tasting theater seminar. I don't know who would be speaking, but at the time that you're there, but definitely sit in. And you know, we bring in some of the folks from Kentucky that will talk to you through bourbon. If you haven't really thought about bourbon a lot, or you don't know that much and you just want to ask questions, it's a very fun environment. And there's, you know, different types of tastings. We let people try moonshine, and we let people try hooch that's right out of White Lightning, as they call it, that's come right out of the distiller and has not yet gone through the aging process and the barrels. So there's lots of seminars that you could take there. And then you just, you know, pray that you can survive for 6 hours. And then you catch an Uber home, please.
Yeah, I was going to ask if Uber is one of your sponsors.
I don't know if we play favorites there. We have Uber and Lyft, and there are a lot of taxis in Atlanta, let me tell you.
Yes, there are.
Those guys come at the end of the night. You see them just lining the entire event, and then they're pretty much gone after that. But that's pretty much a walk through the festival. It's, you know, there's a game area too. I forgot the game area. We have tricycle racing. We have, of course, cornhole, Connect Four, Jenga, giant Jenga. Lots of fun stuff to do in the game area.
So. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know if any of that's possible after 60 beers and 40 bourbons. Good Lord. All right. Greg Nivens, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Greg Nivens, the promoter for the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Bacon, bacon, bacon. So, Greg, it sounds like you have a really exciting lineup this year. I think you have Todd and I drooling over the thought of all that bourbon, beer, and barbecue. I'm just curious, how do you choose the pitmasters?
Well, it really is a mixture. We have our in-house pit master, who is Bill Eason, and he is out of Marshville, North Carolina, and he really is an expert on Eastern versus Western North Carolina barbecue. He cooks whole hogs, and the trick to a whole hog barbecue is really not burning the skin, and he'll cook them for about 14, 15 hours at his temperature. And they're really a beautiful thing to see. To see a really well-cooked whole hog that's not burnt or black and charred and all of that, to see someone do that, it's an art form. And Bill is one of the last, he was one of the last seven guys really in the country. There have been books written about these guys. He is our in-house pit master, and he's going to come down from Marshville, and he'll be there cooking some pigs. The other guys, we bring folks who are local. So we like to try out all the guys that are local. The Angel Fire guys are great. They'll be vending there. They are just some awesome guys. We have a guy that comes down actually from New York that comes from there, which is strange to see, in doing barbecue, but he does a great job. You got two Georgia guys. We've got another guy from North Carolina, one guy from Virginia. So they come from all over the South. And I mean, even in New York, which is kind of strange, but he's the real deal.
That sounds great. So, Greg, there's obviously good food, good bourbon, good beer at this thing, but there's also a good cause. So what charity benefits from this whole event?
Well, it's the charity is something very close to our hearts, and it is a group called the Spirit of Hope Children's Foundation. And we support a lot of different organizations, all focused on women and children is really the main thing that we give money to. 100%, or about 98%, I can't say that, 98% of all the funds that go into the nonprofit, and they receive a portion of the proceeds, go to nonprofits. So it's not like there's a big, you know, any kind of overhead you see in nonprofits. You know, all the money that we have go into this organization goes to these groups. Locally, there's a group called the Citizen Advocacy Group of Atlanta and DeKalb, and they are also earmarked on this Atlanta show as kind of a local organization that the Spirit of Hope will support and give money to. And they're great. They're right there in Atlanta and DeKalb. And you can go to their website and find out more about them. I don't want to be a spokesperson for them because I don't know everything about them. But they're a nice group of people, and they've been with us for several years. We've given lots of money to them and their programs.
That's neat. It's always nice when there's a charity involved. I guess kind of going back to the local angle of, you know, the beers that are being served or any of those local Atlanta microbrews.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, led, of course, by Sweetwater. They're usually there. I don't know if you're going to call that a small local brewery anymore. Those guys are huge. But we try to get as many. A lot of things are driven by how alcohol is distributed in each part of the world, because due to prohibition, when it started and was broken up, the alcohol laws and distributions are just so crazy all over this country. And specifically in each county, it comes down to each county as to how you can serve beer sometimes. And a lot of these, with the beautiful growth of the breweries, local breweries, a lot of these laws are finding their ways to go. But that's kind of what we're driven by. We have to be driven by what we can make available legally on site for people that's coming through the distribution point. So we get as many local guys as we can, but there's also some great craft breweries that guys love, like Dogfish Head or Stone Brewing, or some of these folks that are not from Atlanta or the South, you know, Brooklyn Brewing, some of the leaders in the craft brewing world, Fat Tire maybe. We'll have some of those guys there, and you can try them. And then bourbon as well. Bourbon's driven, you know, there are different distributors all over. And if we can get it and get it in your city, then we try to do that and have that to serve on site. You know, 60 beers, 40 bourbons leaves us a lot of room, but we typically serve way more than that. The last beer bourbon barbecue we did 3 weeks ago in Baltimore, we poured 120 different beers and 75 different bourbons. So we do what we can to get the right number there.
All right. Well, Greg, this sounds like a great event. I cannot wait. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Beer Bourbon and the Barbecue Festival? Where is it? What's the website where they get all the information? And we're just a couple of days away, so I trust there'll still be tickets left.
Yeah, well, we definitely should have tickets. Hopefully, if you can't buy them in advance, you can buy them at the door.
Ah.
That's not a problem. Just bring your cash money. We'd love to take care of you. But if you want to find out all the information, go to beerandbourbon.com, beerandbourbon.com on your local interweb site location device. You right. can find us out there in the cyberland.
Outstanding. Greg Nivens, the promoter behind the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Greg, really enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you for the important work you're doing on behalf of your charity. And gosh, it's going to be a great event. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Squeal like a pig.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's all the time we have today. That wraps our Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Greg Nivens, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.